I'm a little shaken up. Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. The Cars, Shake It Up. Still looking, as the late Henry Blake said on MASH, at a great big empty. Where there's supposed to be a Republican news conference, House leaders, on what I assume is going to be a competing plan with what the Senate is putting together to end the partial government shutdown and raise the debt ceiling. If that's the case, well, we'll find out. I'm not going to speculate here. But you had a lot of House grumbling about the Senate plan. I hate the Senate plan. It's amazing how people just have not been hearing at all what I've been saying on this issue. Just not at all. Just, well, isn't this what you wanted? You wanted a compromise? No. No. Well, there are people walking to and fro in front of the hiding, in front of the podium. More people walking back and forth. I'm going to get into the Mary Burke topic, and you just keep an eye on that over there. Jason, what are you doing over there? Oh. Well, open the pot a second on our... No, it's still... Still sounds like a cocktail party. That reporter's... Yeah, now... Oh, yeah, they are getting rather... I'm hearing shushing. Wait a minute. Well, you know what's going to happen, don't you? I'm going to get 2 minutes into the Mary Burke topic, and I have important things to say about Mary Burke, the gubernatorial candidate. You know this is going to happen. I hate waiting for things like this, because I'm going to wait another 2 minutes. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to wait another 2 minutes, and this damn thing isn't going to start. Then I'm going to start talking about Mary Burke, and then I'm going to have to stop, because they're going to start. You know, lawmakers who always talk about the inefficiency of private sector, they're always pretty damn late themselves. I said the public sector, excuse me. They're always complaining about their own public sector, and then they're pretty late themselves. Now we've got people walking to and fro. The other thing is we have a live feed for radio, which is about, 8 to 10 seconds ahead of the television. So by the time we see them come out on television, they're set and they're ready to go. But, no, it doesn't. I know I can't win. I just know I can't win. If we wait another 2 minutes and I start, then that thing's going to start. If I start now, then that thing's going to start in 2 minutes. So, fine. I'm going to stop dithering here on the air, and I'm going to talk about Mary Burke. Mary Burke, candidate for governor. As you know, probably, or as you likely know, Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has pretty much leveled the playing field for her. That's what is believed by liberals anyway. You have where there were potential candidates on the Democratic side who have gone away for the most part. Kathleen Vinault might still consider it, but I doubt it. So, Mike Tate of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin made it very clear Mary Burke is his choice. That said, Jason, stop that. You're watching people walk by and you get all excited and it's just people walking by. Don't do that. You're distracting me while I'm trying to talk about this. When you see someone stand at that podium, then you tell me. Don't get excited before that. Look, a cop went by. Look. And there's John Boehner. See?
The team met with our members today, trying to find a way forward in a bipartisan way that would continue to provide fairness to the American people under Obamacare. There are a lot of opinions about what direction to go. There have been no decisions about what exactly we will do. But we're going to continue to work with our members on both sides of the aisle.
What?
To try to make sure that there's no issue of default. And to get our government reopened.
Warner, we just talked to our members, and I think it's been very clear all along what we as Republicans in the House have wanted. One, we've wanted the Democrats to sit down and talk to us so we could work out our differences. And we've been saying since day one that we believe there should be no special treatment under the law and there should be fairness for all Americans, those elected and those unelected. And I'm glad to see that Harry Reid in the Senate finally has begun to sit down and talk with the Republican leader there. And we encourage that. We also, though, as the House Republican Conference, think it's very, very important for us to stress in whatever proposal we move forward will reflect our position on fairness, that no special treatment for anybody under the law.
That's Eric Cantor.
It's very clear in our discussions that we think individuals should be treated fairly, that big business should not have special treatment, members of Congress should not have special treatment. We are very cognizant of the calendar. We want to find a solution to this in a bipartisan manner that gets us moving forward and gets America back working again.
Mm-hmm. There you go. For weeks now, the Republicans in the House have been leading with solutions, and we believe that this is the time for solutions, and they need to be based upon fairness for all. We recognize that people all across this country continue to struggle and have their challenges, and as a foundation, we want to ensure that laws are written and implemented in a way that provide that fairness for all, whether it's moms, dads, small business owners, seniors, young people that are trying to find their way forward. And we, in the House, we remain committed to being a part of a solution, to working in a bipartisan fashion, to find those common sense ways to make sure that we're doing what's good and right for America.
Mr. Speaker, I've got a couple of questions.
Mr. Speaker, the changes in your bill to the president's health care law are arguably pretty minor. Were they worth a two-week government shutdown?
Listen, we're working with our members on our way forward and to make sure that we provide fairness to the American people.
Mr. Speaker, can you guarantee to the American people Congress will not go past the deadline and push us into default?
Listen, I have made clear for months and months that the idea of default is wrong, and we shouldn't get anywhere close to it.
Last question.
Mr. Speaker, will there be a vote today on the plan?
Right here. Are you going to vote today on this plan that would make some changes to the Senate bill?
We're talking with our members on both sides of the aisle to try to find a way to move forward today. Thanks.
All right. That, for the most part, House Speaker John Boehner and others saying virtually nothing about the substance of the Republican plan. They all reiterated the basic fairness, basic fairness, basic fairness, which seems to be a code for the individual mandate should not continue if the business mandate does not. That has been the sticking point. Apparently, whatever the Republican plan is, at least one reporter thought they knew what it was. We'll have more comments on this. Now I am going to withhold my Mary Burke conversation until 10:30, probably, because I want to discuss this, what we just heard from Republicans in terms of their plan. The Senate appears to have their plan. How different the two are, we still don't know. More on that in 5 minutes. It's 10:14.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.